You're listening to episode 84 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Brilliant Insights.
Yeah, we can move on.
Let's move on. we'll bring it up a notch to something lighter and more fun.
Okay.
Because it's a game, actually.
Yes.
There's a new iPhone app game out there, so all you Apple lovers, you can download this for free. Everyone else, sorry. It's called Dots. Ever play that game, Dots?
Is that the one where you, like, draw lines and you make squares and stuff?
That's the one.
The girl I was dating before this show started, that was like the first game app that she downloaded on her iPhone. She had a 3G, and she and I used to play that for an hour against each other. So it was like one of the first games to have.
So this is actually single player. It's not multiplayer.
Oh, that's super lame. What?
It's made by BetaWorks. No, it's super cool. Basically what happens is, think of it like Bejeweled, I guess, where you have a bunch of dots that come down by colors and you need to connect the colors. And, you know, so the more you connect, the more points you get. And if you can create a square, it deletes all those colors and then more colors fall down
as
you go. And so it's all swiping. But what makes this game awesome is not the game itself, because you're like, okay, it's dots, whatever. Oh, and you have 60 seconds to do as many as you can, essentially. And then you can buy special powers, dots, to, like, you know, get rid of a color or whatever, stop the clock for 5 seconds, that kind of thing.
This is so thoroughly annoying. My life just became awful.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to download the game, but iTunes won't let me. Now, mind you, it's free, but my credit card information, or my debit card information that's connected to my account, is no longer good. And you want to know why it's no longer good? So turns out I was in Cabo. Somebody was copping down my debit card information and then went on a little bit of a spending spree with my money, and I had to cancel the card, and it's not going to end in disaster. I'm going to get the money back. But I don't have a card anymore. So it's like this weekend was one of the scariest parts of money wise, I had like a limited amount of cash because I had to go to the bank and withdraw
man,
cash.
Scary.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, I had to like make sure I didn't spend all of my money today. and now I can't download free apps on my iPhone. This is super lame. I hate that person so much. I hate that person more because of the inconvenience than the fact that they were stealing my money. That's super annoying. I'm so annoyed by that. Oh my goodness.
Ugh. So anyways, when you get your card back, you should check it out. Because what's cool about it is it's just like super, super, super well designed.
Yeah.
Just like the intro, how it starts is amazing. The animations are fun and it's minimalist. But there's just a few games out there. What's the other one? I think I've mentioned it on here. Let's see here. I go to games, go to puzzles. Oh yeah, Letterpress is the other one. But there's just a few games out there that are just like super well designed. And this is one where I think other people are going to copy the style of this game, and you're going to see it showing up in more and more apps. Dude, nice. It's starting to blow wind here. I know what that means.
What does that mean?
So here's a secret Oregon weather tip for those of you who haven't figured it out yet. When it gets really windy out, storm's coming, unfortunately. It means it's going to pour very soon. But that's the way it is. That's the warm front or cold front or whatever coming through. Before that happens, it happens every time in Oregon. It's sad because we had a beautiful weekend, but I guess at least we got that. Anyways, I'm saying that because I have a window open and it is starting to blow like crazy. But yeah, Dots, it's pretty cool. And the game itself is fun and, you know, super simple to play, but it's the design of it. You look at it and you go, there will be a ton of apps that are designed like this in the future. So if you download it, you'll start to see elements of it picked up in other places.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I wish I could see it.
Wish I could see it.
Thanks, Mexico. That's what we get for letting them have their independence. What? That's awful.
Cinco de Mayo!
Wait. Yes!
Yeah. So Facebook also released their quarterly earnings this year.
Oh, baby. Did they make a lot of money?
Yeah, they did. But what was interesting about it, and I love the picture, just like Facebook, it was pretty, pretty, pretty good. And they were like, the problem is that Facebook's doing okay.
Yeah.
They are, you know, their stock price right now is around like $27.43 is where they're hanging out. And they're like, but they're showing, they're already showing signs of being a mature company. Which they're like, you guys are still pretty darn young, but you're already flattening off and showing signs of significant slower growth. And so they're just like, you know, and the point was, they're like, is this a sign that like Facebook's moving on, or, you know, they're over the hill, jump the shark, whatever. Or does the tech industry just really move that fast? And they said like part of their concerns too was that the people, you know, under 25, they're moving on, they're disengaged from Facebook. And so they brought that up in the earnings call, and they were like, no, that's not what we see. We see that they're still highly engaged and, you know, extremely active, and they're awesome. We love them. And yeah, sure, they're using other social networks like Instagram, which we happen to own, so we love that. But but they're like, but we don't think this is a zero sum game. We think that the younger generation are going to join multiple social networks, and we're going to be one of them, and we're okay with that. To which they were like, you got any data to back that up, or are you just gonna say that it's fine? To which they didn't have any. But basically what their independent surveys have shown, that teenager engagement in social networks is down to 33%, which when it was like 42% even just a few months ago. So they're like, we're seeing stuff drop off, and they're seeing a huge shift to mobile, obviously. But they're like, but they're just, their growth, they're still growing. And you look at some of their growth numbers, and I'm like, I will take that in the toner business any day. But it's just a lot less than what it was. Cause like a year ago, it was 45%, and now they're down to 38%. And you know, they're just like,
I've always felt that, and you know, maybe I haven't been clear about this in the show, but it's like your Facebook page is, you know, they're gonna, number one, they're huge. They're still unbelievably gigantic. And they're like, you know, they're starting to lose some members, or, you know, they're having engagement problems in some demos. But the thing is it's like, you know, how many, and I still don't think that people really have an appreciation for the fact that, like, how many services do we use that we sign in via Facebook? How many games do you have on your iOS device that you sign in via Facebook? How many, you know, how many services does Facebook own that are, you know, that are things that people use regularly? And it's the whole Instagram thing. Like, Instagram's going to work out and is going to, I think, prove the, you know, prove as the model of what Facebook needs to do, is these different brands and these different services. Yeah, things move on, but the company is Facebook. I think people get so caught up on the product of, oh no, the product's gonna go in demise, that you forget that this is a giant tech company. They're not, you know, this is one of their products. Yeah, it's their most profitable product. But the idea that, you know, it's going to die away and it's going to go away, it just seems ridiculous.
No.
And the thing is,
their other one was, they were saying like Facebook, their profits went down a lot. And they said, but part of that was because they were spending a lot in R&D and investing in growing users.
Right.
They're like, but you're not seeing the growth. So they're like, here's Facebook spending a lot of money, but they're watching their growth slow anyways. And so they're like, you know, is it possible that they do spend themselves into a big problem because they don't slow down when they need to? And, You know, and so it's not necessarily that we, the users, kill Facebook, but they accidentally kill themselves.
Well, that's possible. I'm not going to say that that's not possible. Like, companies can be stupid, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think what you're going to see is you're going to see the passport of the internet, your internet profile mature. Is what you're. Well, I guess that's the best way to put it. Is you're seeing your internet profile, where your kind of pictures go to live and where your information goes, where your phone number and your home address and your social network, that's where it's coming to a slowdown. I think people expect that it's like, well, what's going to replace Facebook? The thing is I don't think anything replaces Facebook. I think you get other services. And that's their argument, that there's not a zero-sum game, I think is the most accurate. People aren't deleting their Facebook in order to go to Instagram. They're using Facebook less along with Instagram. It's not like it's not going to be like there's going to be another service along that comes and there's going to be a groundswell and it completely replaces Facebook, like you saw Facebook do to MySpace. That just doesn't make any sense. People don't want to invest the time in rebuilding their online profiles and networks. What they want is they want a thing that is different. The reason why kids move over to Instagram is because grandma's not on Instagram, but they still need to be able to interact with grandma. So guess what they're going to keep? They're going to keep Facebook, and they're going to use Instagram for their friends, which is this – I mean, like, that was actually one of the reasons why MySpace lingered as long as it did, is because it became this new, like, fort or this new, you know, battleground to go back as kids with your old friends, because mom and dad had moved on to Facebook. And, you know, it's just like – I shrug my shoulders and sit there and I go, this is such a complex thing, but at the same time, it's pretty simple in that there is a requirement for this. And we used to do it poorly before the digital age. Now we do it very efficiently. It is a requirement. It does need to exist. It has always – your phone book, your personal phone book has always existed. And this is a great way to do it. It's an incredibly powerful phone book. In a lot of ways. So the idea that that would just go away because my face space, you know, comes up and it's just, you know, or Instagram would replace that. No, it won't. Reddit can't replace that. You know, a lot of your social networks, quote unquote, that are, I'm doing my finger quotes, that, you know, are threatening your resonance time on Facebook, don't replace Facebook. Now, and the thing is that in a lot of ways they supplement Facebook. Now, what Facebook really needs to do, and the big thing that they need to work on, is competing with Google on getting Facebook generated ads on people's websites, getting their ad money from other sources than just the Facebook homepage. And they're working on it. They're getting better at it. They'll get there.
Because the whole thing was like, you know, Facebook was on track for like world domination and companies like Google had to be look out for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, and now that we're seeing all the books and everything that's going on, you're like, eh, actually they're just like everybody else. They're not king of the hill or, you know, king of the world or internet, whatever.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, you know, if they do figure that out, maybe they will be. But because Google was a huge threat at first.
Right. And I shrug my shoulders and I sit there and I go, like, the biggest threat that Facebook does have is from Google+. But I think, weirdly enough, I think those will coexist. As Google+ being the center node of your Google universe, and Facebook being the center node of your like social life, and you know, and a bigger communication network, and you know, different things for different places. And the truth and the reality of it is, you know, as much as I've made fun and questioned the wisdom of having your personal profile and your business profile in BlackBerry 10, there's a certain amount of legitimacy to that. Like, I have three different online profiles. I have my Facebook universe, my Google universe, and my, you know, and my work universe, really. And my work universe has a certain set of passwords and connectivity and different services that all work together. Mm-hmm. I've got the Google universe, which kind of powers all of my personal utilities, whether it's my phones or my phone or my, you know, my internet browsers. And then I have my Facebook universe that I connect to all of my games and music profiles and random websites that I connect to. And that segmentation is important in individuals. We've all always done that. And it allows you to manage those networks. And I think that the idea that one of these would come and replace them all, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Why would, you know, I don't know. I think Facebook isn't just being overly optimistic. I think there's a legitimate argument to be made about the fact that these things aren't zero-sum games. Just because one game doesn't mean that everybody else loses. You know, and there's definitely more space in all of this, especially as our attention spans, you know, become shorter and shorter and shorter. Yeah. There tends to be more and more space for more and more services. And you know, weirdly enough, yeah. So they generate more real estate for companies.
You still love Facebook. I get it. That's cool. Who cares what the data says? It's all right.
I like to go with my gut. I've got truthiness.
Fair. That's fair. Fair enough. Any last thoughts? Before we close it up for the evening?
I talked about my Fitbit, right?
You did. Your latest purchase. Is it working? What's your average steps so far? How long have you owned it for?
My average steps, I bought it on Wednesday, I believe. I don't know if it gives me my average.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've taken 26. No, that's not right. Looks like I've taken. What is that number? Why would you give me that? It tells me that I've burnt. Oh, okay. My daily average calories is 3,000 calories. My daily average steps is 1,200 or 12,000 steps.
That's good.
I peaked on Thursday at 22,000 steps.
I did that on Saturday.
Nice. On Wednesday, this is the impressive one, though. On Wednesday, I only had 7,500 steps, but I bought it at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So from 8 p.m. to midnight, I went 7,000 steps. So that was a good day, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's how I roll, man. And then fours, I have a daily average of 7, peaking today at 16.
It's a lot of stairs.
Yeah, I don't even notice because I take them two at a time and I like run up them nowadays. But
fair enough. Cool. I'm glad it's working out for you.
I know. I like it a lot.
Those are neat. I like the scale also sounds like it's pretty cool.
I know. I want one so bad. I've decided I'm going to get one when I finally become an adult and move out because I'll need a scale. And so I've had my eye on it.
What counts as being an adult?
Moving out.
Ah.
It's the last. Okay.
To afford a scale once you move out?
Yeah. I am planning ahead. Okay. I am going to be financially savvy about what I do.
I like it.
I can't be financially savvy about it right now because I'm not doing it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm financially savvy about the rest of my life, but.
So do you have anything you want to announce about moving plans right here, right now, or is it, you know, still under wraps?
Under wraps, as in.
Or, you know, whatever, you know, TBD. You don't want to talk about it right now.
I don't mind talking about it.
It's just a very exciting future.
It's a very exciting future. Sometime in the next few quarters, we will be having big announcements that you all should invest heavily in. No, pretty much like my roommate, the problem is little interpersonal community, you know, a little behind the scenes of Matthew Furlow's life. I had some roommates lined up.
Some of that.
I know. I had some roommates lined up and, sort of are bailing because their company is moving them to different parts of California, and evidently you can't commute from San Jose to Roseville every day. It's like a 3-hour drive.
That would be a commute.
Yes, it would be. I argue that they should make it, you know, they should stick with it, stay the course, but they disagree. So
weird.
It's one of those, just, you know, you just shrug your shoulders and like, whatever, like I gotta, so I'm kind of in a, I want to live in a house with three other young men who are preferably single, so that we can all be of equal temperaments and intentions. And when I stay up late, you know, having a good time, I ain't going to get people complaining about it. But it also, you know, there are some requirements that we're looking to fulfill. And because our parents are yours and my parents are pretty amazing, it makes it very difficult to leave because it's very easy to stay. that is like the epitome of a first world problem. If you could define them, but.
Cool. All right. Glad it's going well.
Yeah.
And as you see, I'm in my fortress of solitude, and I'll be here for a little bit.
Woo.
Working, man. Getting my size.
Yeah, stop typing.
I'm sorry. Working and getting my exercise. Our father is coming up next weekend, and I'm shocked that you're not joining him, actually.
What?
But
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah, really? He's coming up, and in 2 days we're going to install a dishwasher, garbage disposal, build a cabinet, build that microwave shelf thing like we did last
time. Nobody invited me. What the heck?
Hey, you are more than welcome to come. He's driving up Thursday evening. We're going to work all day Saturday, all day Friday. Friday then Saturday, and then he's driving back Sunday afternoon.
I definitely am going to work Friday and Saturday, so.
That's why you didn't get invited.
Yeah. I should have gotten invited so I could turn it down.
Well, consider yourself invited.
I appreciate it now.
Can you please come? Please come? Please come? Please?
No,
please?
I'm
really genuinely disappointed that you couldn't come. So he's going to come up and we're going to do a power session and get as far as we can.
It's awesome.
And then I will finish painting, redoing the carpet, installing a window, repairing a wall, and yeah.
Nice.
I'll get it all done within a month somehow. That's my goal. Get it done by our mom's graduation.
All right, so let me clarify. So you're installing the garbage disposal and sinking everything in the area you're leaving, right?
Yes.
Yeah, your wife's going to be super stoked about that.
No, because the new place we moved into has a dishwasher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that was the complaint last time we did this 2-day extraordinary sesh, was that we installed it all in the place that you weren't going to live in. So you got to live
inside. We're also doing a brand new countertop, brand new, making it, whatever, laminate. It's going to be awesome once it's done, and we'll want to move back in because it's going to be awesome. But we like our new place. It's got some perks. We've noticed, like, and you'll notice this when you do housing stuff, like, we have a whole bunch of new built-ins, so there's a ton of storage, but we have less countertop or surface space and less wall space. So we're like, so we have like this huge whiteboard, and we're like, we don't have a wall that it will fit on. So we're like, okay, you got to figure that out.
Google Glass, man, get on it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, that's my life right now. But hey, awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It was mostly tech stuff. We got our superheroes. We talked about Netflix, LinkedIn. And we eventually got to tech things like Google Glass.
This was a more distracted episode than normal. I hope people enjoyed
it. But it was awesome. It's good. It's okay. It's all right. So go see Iron Man 3 if you haven't already. And then tune in next week for
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully the 4th was with you yesterday.
Ah.
And have fun stuff. Again, thank you for joining us. My name is James Furlow. My what was the drinks that you liked? You said you liked
Tequila and Coronas.
Yeah, no, what's the one that my wife likes? The margaritas, that's her.
If she were
to drink, that would be it.
Oh, man. If
anyways,
I had margaritas last night.
Cool. We didn't. Or today. anyways, that guy over there who enjoys his mixed drinks is Matthew Furlow, and we will talk next time.
Thank you.